ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Backpackers have long been a key market for Australia's tourism industry. But what many people might not realise is how critical they are to the supply of food in Australia. Hello, I'm Callie Buchanan. Since 1975, Australia's Working Holiday Maker program has brought young people to this country to experience everything it has to offer, but also to fill critical labour shortages. Essentially, based on how much time you worked in an industry like agriculture, you could extend your visa and stay on holiday for longer. But now farmers are worried that changes to this program could create a labour shortage crisis reminiscent of the COVID years. The federal government is considering limiting the visa to 1 year, rather than allowing holders to extend their stay by a year every year for a maximum of 3 years after they complete their 88 days of work in a regional location. Mark Fowler is a grain grower in Western Australia. He tells Belinda Varaschetti the stress and anxiety associated with the worker shortage during COVID is still fresh in the industry's mind.
When we heard that this was being reviewed, we were really concerned because we've obviously been through the COVID era where we had very limited access to overseas workers, and that put a lot of pressure right across the labour market, particularly on farms. And what we're concerned is that we'll end up back in that situation. So when we went through that COVID experience, we had little access to labour. What that led to was an impact on our ability to execute our plans. But mostly what it did, people still got the job done, they just had to work much harder. So existing people had to work harder, we had to draw on family resources, and what we had was a situation where across the WA farming context, a lot more injuries and fatalities, and we can pretty confidently say that was a result of the constriction in labour supply, and what we're concerned is that we'll see that again.
You're seeding at the moment, and I'm lucky to get you today. How many of your staff are from abroad on working holiday maker visas?
We've got 5 people that are on working holiday visas, in addition to having 3 or 4 others that are permanent and also another short-term employee as well. And it's interesting, out of that group, I think there are about four of them have agriculture degrees. So it's interesting the kind of depth of experience that some of these people bring to what is a machinery operator role. It's very good for them because they get a totally different perspective, a different experience. They get to work in a foreign country. All of those people farm come from completely different farming contexts. One of them's from a dairy in Ireland. So driving a 60-foot seeder is something that's quite different. It'll significantly deepen his experience in whatever he chooses to do when he goes back to Ireland.
I think when you lose that, or there is a reduction in availability of that seasonal resource, that impacts our ability to get permanent people as well. I think it makes very good government policy to enable the demand for seasonal labour to be met by a seasonally available supply source. I think it's bad government policy to expect Australian local people who are seeking permanent full-time roles, but to have those people in, if they're available, which they're not really available, but if they were available, to have them in seasonal roles. It's been a very successful system that we've had in recent years, not just because that overseas labour component meets a labour demand, but it's actually very good for them and us. They get new experiences. We get a different perspective in our workforce. They bring different ideas. So I think it's win-win for that arrangement. And the notion that we are somehow keeping local people out of employment is absurd. They're just not there. And I farm in an area where there are 2 mines nearby. There's a huge amount of pressure to get accommodation within Williams and Narrogin because of the lack of it, but also the demand from other industries. It's really hard to get staff because we've got that big attraction that the mines create. So I think it would be a misstep of government to consider changing it in relation to the West Australian agricultural labour market, if they wish to change the working holiday visa situation, then I would urge the government to do it on a regional basis and look at the areas that depend on this resource, not just in farming, but in other sectors like tourism. It's absolutely critical in the West Australian context to continue to have access to that labour resource. In the eastern states, they have large regional rural communities that are quite different to the context in Western Australia, where we have small towns that depend on agriculture almost exclusively, and those communities are under a lot of pressure. They're shrinking as farms grow. I asked a question at a sustainability conference in the eastern states of Minister Kirsty McBain, who's the federal minister for the regions, about this government policy, and she acknowledged that Western Australia was a different situation to the rest of the country, and we would urge government to take that into account if they're looking at adjusting any of the settings in this space. But really, we would urge them to leave them as they are, because they're a critical part of our labour resource that we depend on, not just to deliver the productivity outcomes that we can achieve, but also to ensure that our people, families, staff, and anyone that's around the farming, that around our farms, that they are able to remain safe.
West Australian Farmers Grain Section President Mark Fowler speaking to Belinda Varischetti. There have been many reports from backpackers about exploitative conditions in the Working Holiday Maker Visa program. Some have reported slave-like conditions, poor accommodation, or abuse from their employers. It means a lot of farmers in the industry have turned to labour hire contractors and recruitment businesses to connect them to young people, but also provide some protection from potential exploitation. Lee Webster is the owner of a training and recruitment business that connects grain farmers to travellers in Western Australia. She says the current visa allows workers to gain valuable experience, which in turn makes farms safer.
For agriculture specifically, the benefits to us, I suppose, of the three-year program is that they build skills over those 3 years and they keep coming back to the industry and they work their way around. So they might do a season in WA and then they'll travel north and they might work in the Northern Territory, but all the time they're building that skill set. So by the time they get to their third year visa, you know, they build an interest and a genuine ability to contribute to the industry. So by the time they get to their third year visa, they are, you know, they're skilled up and they can then support new ones coming in. And that just means that the productivity for the businesses they're working for, the safety levels, all of those issues are covered and they contribute so much to take that away. If they were only going to have a 1 year visa, they're not going to have the opportunity to build, you know, multiple seasons of experience. Every business is going to be, you know, training from scratch every single time, and that's not sustainable and it's not safe. And then you're going to get, because they've only got 1 year to travel, I can just see that, you know, they might start the season, but as soon as they've got enough money to travel further, they'll up and leave. It'll just create employers not being able to keep staff through the season. That continuity will be extremely expensive, I think, and costly to productivity, because they'll want to keep travelling. They're not going to settle for 3 to 6 months if they've only got 1 year to see the countries.
Do some of your clients like to have like a mixture of first, second and third year working holiday makers to have a mixture of different levels of experience?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, they definitely need, like, there's obviously some farms that never employ a first year because they don't have the capacity to do the training or to manage, you know, the lower skill sets. Other farms, yeah, generally bigger teams do have the capacity to teach and to manage, you know, one or two first years amongst their, you know, their skilled workforce. So whether that's locals or, you know, returning workers. So, you know, I've got people in my network that have returned to the same farm every seeding for 3 years, or they've done seeding and harvest on the same farm for 2 to 3 years. So that just builds, like, that skill set. You can't put a price on that knowledge and that ability come and go over multiple seasons. And some farms just, you know, if they had to do that every year, that it's not possible for them. It definitely creates safety issues.
Some of the rationale for reviewing the migration system is about protecting migrant workers from exploitation. Does the 88-day requirement open up working holiday makers to exploitation because they don't have a choice if they want to stay in the country, in your experience?
In WA, I don't think we've experienced that in recent years. Over the years, like since probably 2015, there have been multiple like changes and improvements to the program, I think have reduced those opportunities. So back in 2015, they could do volunteer work and there was paperwork that the employers had to sign for them to get their second year. So, you know, that definitely left them open to exploitation because they were volunteering and then the paperwork had to be signed. So that's not available anymore. They've taken that out of the system. They have to do paid work. They have to be paid minimum award rates. They have to have pay slips. So, you know, we've had improvements to our wages systems that are now, so everything's now electronic. There's nothing for employers to sign. So I think the opportunities for exploitation have been removed dramatically. They've also taken away the piece rates, which was a big problem in Queensland and Victoria. I don't think it was ever as big a problem here in WA. But, yeah, you know, they've definitely changed the system and made improvements. So I don't see that. And in our sector, the grain and livestock sector, I don't see exploitation in our sector at all.
Recruiter Lee Webster speaking to Lucinda Jose. A migration strategy action plan released by the Department of Home Affairs in 2023 promised a discussion paper on the matter early in 2024, but so far it's yet to be released. The Minister for Home Affairs, Claire O'Neill, was contacted for comment on the potential changes to the Holidaymaker Visa program and the process for those changes, but she didn't make herself available for an interview and did not provide any further information. If you'd like to explore even further what it takes to put food on plates around the world, join me, Callie Buchanan, and our team of specialist reporters from across Queensland as we break down the big issues of rural life, from the food you eat to the clothes you wear and the home you live in. It's all available for you on the ABC Listen app. Just favourite the Queensland Country Hour or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.